Welcome to the International Double Reed Society podcast. These podcasts feature interviews, sound clips, and other items of interest for members of the IDRS. This is your host, Terry Yule, and I'm pleased to have you come join us. Now, let's enjoy the musicians, the music, and the wonderful art of double reeds. Welcome to the IDRS podcast. I'm so happy you've joined me with this particular recording. And this is going to be a special edition. We're departing from the normal format of the interviews. And instead, we're going to be concentrating on IDRS conferences. In case you didn't know it, in 2007, the conference will be held at Ithaca College in New York. And the dates of that conference are June 12th through the 16th. Sure hope to see you there. You can find more information on this conference at idrs.org on the IDRS website and just select the link with the Ithaca College Conference. Well, the International Double Reed Society has been a very special group, and the conferences, I must say, are a real highlight of the society. The society has over 4,000 members. They're drawn from countries around the world, and our conferences have literally been held around the world. Most recently, we've had conferences at Ball State, Indiana, Austin, Texas, and in 2004, we were in Melbourne, Australia. Other conferences abroad have included those in Buenos Aires, Rotterdam, Frankfurt, and Banff, Canada. So you can see we've been quite throughout the Europe and not yet to Asia. We hope to perhaps do that in years to come, but it's been a fantastic voyage, and we do hope you come along. Unfortunately for our contest from our last session, there was no winner. Obviously, I stumped all of the listeners. I thought there'd be somebody out there who'd get it, but no one did. Well, I chose that piece of music because this is a work that has been featured at many of the IDRS conferences, and this is a work by George Frideric Handel titled Music for the Royal Fireworks. Marvelous piece with featuring double reeds in a special way, and many of the conferences we've had a mass ensemble on stage. You get the brush up front of oboes and English horns, and there might be 30 or 40 of those. And then you get the heavy wood, the trees in the back, with a forest of bassoons and contrabassoons behind them. And it's a sound not to be duplicated anywhere else. Well, although we failed to have anyone win the prize, this time you're all going to be winners. We're going to feature throughout this particular podcast the performance of the Royal Fireworks music given at West Virginia University. And so to start our podcast here and start the performance, we're going to commence with the overture, Grave, that leads into the Andante Allegro. Thank you. Isn't that an amazing sound? All of those oboes, English horns, bassoons, and contrabassoons grouped together just created an interesting sound, a glorious music that you really have to even experience live. We often forget that in the Baroque period, the double reeds were some of the louder instruments. Recorders would not have been as loud as double reed instruments. The string instruments tended to be quieter as well. So with the exception of the brass instruments, the double reeds were often used in these sort of festive events. In fact, I recall at one of the conferences, and this is the one in Melbourne, I heard a performance by a Chinese oboist on the instrument from China. And I tell you, that was the loudest instrument I have ever heard in my life. Quite a bit louder than a trumpet or trombone. It was just an amazing, amazing instrument and quite frankly, very painful. Well, you might be asking, what do we do at double reed conferences? Well, there's a number of things that we do. Obviously, a lot of performances. But in addition, we also have master classes. Many of these master classes are set up for students. So if you're a student interested in coming to the conference and want to play before one of the experts, one of the masters of oboe, bassoon, English horn, contrabassoon, then this is really your chance to have an opportunity to do that and to receive some advice on your playing. Hope you'll take that opportunity as the years come up. Well, we're going to listen to some more of Handel's Fireworks music, and this is the Beret Allegro. Another important activity that goes on in the conference is the opportunity for students and teachers alike to visit exhibits. These are exhibits by vendors. These would be sellers of instruments, music, double reed music, double reed recordings, books on music and double reed instruments, accessories. The marvelous thing is when I think about a double reed conference, it's like going to a double reed shopping mall. I mean, it's an amazing experience that I know you'll enjoy, and you just can't believe the merchandise that's available for our instruments. I always, of course, buy a lot of music and accessories while I'm there, but it is a chance, if you're interested in buying a new instrument, to try out instruments. There are instruments for sale there at the by the vendors, and it's a real chance to get, to compare similar instruments or different instruments. Well, in our next podcast session, we will once again come back with the game of the Unfabulous Sonic Prize available. So I'm hoping I'm not going to stump you in the next podcast. But we're going to close this podcast now with the last movement of the Music for Royal Fireworks by Handel. This is La Joyeuse. It's in Allegro in three separate movements, three separate Allegros. Hope you enjoy that and hope you've had a wonderful time listening to this, and I'll be with you next time. Expressed by the guest or host do not represent those of the International Double Reed Society. Be sure to listen each month to a new IDRS podcast. For further information, please visit the IDRS website at idrs.org. This is your host, Terry Ewell, thanking you for listening. Goodbye.